The Contemporary Jewellery Exhibition, Beige, curated by jewellery maker Helen Clara Hemsley, is quite simply about the colour beige. The exhibition concept is based on the notion that everyone seems to have an opinion about, and a relationship to, the colour beige, albeit of a positive or negative nature, and that beige elicits a wide range of reactions. Beige is about the colour and the feelings associated with the word, a monochrome exhibition where all the works are created in various shades of beige. The colour beige, the origin of the word, is believed to mean a blended colour, or a colour of blended substances. In Latin, biga, a two-horse chariot. Beige is both a colour and a non-colour, a blended colour, a double colour. It's truly a two-horse chariot. Beige can both attract attention to itself and meld into the surroundings, becoming almost invisible. Unifying and indistinct, indescribable and indefinable. It blends in with the soft shades and tones, tender and embracing, or taunting in nuances that are sometimes considered ugly. A soothing colour for some, while others find it boring. The colour beige, or the colours beige, because beige resists being defined and tamed. Beige can, or doesn't want to be, framed or captured. A discrepant colour. In a sense, a completely quiet colour that doesn't make much of an impact. Invisible and unformed, and at the same time encapsulating a strong presence in its cacophonic indefinability. You can see this in the jewellery and body-related objects created for beige. The varying nuances represent a degree of responsiveness, an ability to capture a comprehensive range of shades. The works respond to beige in a variety of ways, some politically, some humorously, some with focus on the body or gender, or from a personal perspective. With a focus on beige being used by companies when producing skin-coloured underwear, to musings about traditional British sausage rolls, the clothes pegs that pay homage to the deity of the domestic, and the camouflage effect of pearls and neckties. Many of the artists work with the colour of the skin, the sensuality of the body, and reveal what would otherwise be intimate moments in the public realm, but in a secret and private way. For example, with beads made out of photos of the artist's body, or toilet paper, powder, and a mirror that have been transformed into a brooch. Others work with the organic and nature, inspired by the desert's shades of beige, the Scottish Highlands, aquatic plants and coral reefs. And in such an array of materials, hazelnut wood, rice bran, tangerine peel, pine cones, eggshells, sand, soapstone, human hair, silk, silk thread, leather, Shetland wool, cotton, embroidery thread, toilet paper, wooden clothes pegs, brass, pearls, gold, silver, and mirrors. The diversity is great, surprising, and humorous, and yet all the objects are characterized by one factor: beige. Familiar materials and everyday objects are often combined in new ways that take us by surprise, playing with our understanding of the recognizable, making it abstract and subtle. Others use catchy titles, which refer to both familiar and unexpected materials and shapes, like duvet days, dick pic, beige face, or beige beauty. The works all have the distinguishing feature that they are subtle, fragile, or raw. Some of them are so delicate that they would break after just one day's use. Others are robust works in silver turned beige. The exhibition Beige shows how vibrantly and diversely the colour beige can be perceived and interpreted, and the breadth of the associations that arise. A two-horse chariot.